two pop-up shows, which Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, hinted towards last week.
Oh.
And Jimmy's on the show now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What did you think of that Bridgeport show?
It was long, loud, and great.
Yes. Yes, yes,
perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
I heard you were there. I didn't see you.
Yes. I heard you were in suite 25-ish.
Yeah, actually 24. The band had 25, but I was in 24.
Oh, wow.
So, but the band had 25, but nobody's in the suite. I looked over 25. Nobody was in there.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, see, so, I could have went there.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Did you have any interaction with the band backstage before or after?
No. There was no after for me. I left before the show ended.
Me too.
Yeah, it ended at midnight.
Midnight.
Wow.
What are the rules with the venue, unions, all these things? Do shows have to end by a certain time?
Well, they don't have to end, but if they don't end after the 3 hours, so the show started at 8, so it could have ended at 11, and after 11 we start paying overtime.
Oh.
Which is time and a half to stage hands and
right.
Whatever else, but yeah. So it just costs more money.
Gets pricey, yeah.
I've never in my career asked a band to get off the stage because I had to pay overtime.
Right.
Most promoters do. I don't do it. Love the music. You'll come back to my shows if you love the music.
Yeah.
That's always been my attitude.
And if the band's having a good time out there.
Exactly.
Why leave?
Right. Why harsh the buzz?
Because they won't pay for the overtime.
Oh, the band won't.
Because we pay for the overtime.
Yeah, okay.
So they don't want to leave. It's the promoter that usually annoys the manager or something like that. Get them off the stage by 11. It's cost me $3,000 or $4,000 more if you play till 11:15 or 11:30 or something like that. But every hour ticks to about $3,000 to $5,000 an hour.
Oh.
Yeah.
It comes right out of your pocket.
Correct. Hmm. But it comes out of my pocket. I probably paid, look, I've been in the business a long time, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. I mean, $100,000 through my career, I should say.
Right.
In overtime by not asking the artists to get off the stage. But I'm a fan. I'm also a fan.
Right.
So, you know, if everybody's having fun, enjoy. You'll love coming back to my shows. I don't pull the band off the stage. I'm sort of unique among all the promoters like that.
I've never heard a band say, you guys want some more? And heard the audience say, no.
I'm good. I got to get up early. But thank you for asking.
When Bob Dylan played Toad's Place, you know, a lot of people went not because they were Bob Dylan fans, but because they missed the Stones at Toad's Place.
Yeah, yeah.
And they wanted to be part of something special.
History, yeah.
Yeah. So I was one of those people, not really a big Bob Dylan fan. I do recognize his amazing songwriting ability.
Yeah, but.
But I was there, and then like hour one, hour two, I'm like, I got to go.
Yeah.
I've got my Bob Dylan fill.
Right.
I come into the station the next day. Sam T says, you left? I'm like, yeah. He goes, man, you should have stayed. It was 6 hours. I'm like, nah, I think I did.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Well, what's it? Did you know that Bob Dylan show was going to be 6 hours?
No. And I was there for the first two sets. And the second set ended, or into the third set, I guess, somewhere at midnight. The show lasted till 2.
Oh.
But,
ouch.
Oh.
I had my kids with me. And that was, I think, 1990, if I remember correctly. And so my kids were 9 and 13. And I had my kids with me, and I said, you know, they're falling asleep. They were asleep. They weren't falling asleep. They were asleep by midnight.
So was Bob.
He sounded like it. Is that snoring, or is he speaking?
No, I left after, sometime around midnight I left, and it got great, I understand. I mean, I heard in the third set he actually took song suggestions from the audience, and he actually did Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen, which has to be the only time he's ever sang a Bruce Springsteen song.
Wow.
Yeah, someone yelled, show me the way to go home.
By the fourth set, he was doing impressions.
He starts singing that.
Show me the way. No, I mean the way to go home.
Yeah. The local newspaper covered it and said it was about 3.5 hours in, and he finally cracked a smile.
Oh, wow.
Well, that might have been the last time he cracked a smile.
Right. Yeah. It was delirium that did it.
Are there artists that you avoid because they're just not necessarily happy people?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And we'll just leave it there.
I'm just curious.
Because they're still alive and they're touring.
Exactly.
Lots to ask Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation, about Chaz and AJ in the morning. Foo Fighters, Olivia Rodrigo, $30 tickets, something about Van Halen here, and then the GNR show. Let's go to Chris in North Brantford first. Hey, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, Jim, are you familiar with Paul Riddle, the Toy Factory, him playing Marshall Tucker songs with Charlie Starr, Altiel Burbridge, and others?
I sure am.
Nice.
Yeah, I know that they recently played at the Capitol Theater. I'm so mad I missed it. Miss those shows. Any chance of a Connecticut date if they do any dates later in the year?
Yep, we're working on an Oakdale date right now.
Nice.
Oh, awesome. How about the Brothers?
You know what? The Brothers were going to play Boston last year, but it ended up that JMO wasn't feeling that good. So hopefully this fall, after Tedeschi Trucks finish their summer tour, we'll see them in the fall again, hopefully somewhere.
Oh,
there's hope.
Any idea on the month of the Toy Factory that year, or can't you reveal that?
No, it will be sometime in the fall.
Okay, awesome. I watched it all on
Thanks,
YouTube.
Chris.
Went to overtime.
Yeah. Love you, Chris. Yeah. Thank you.
See, we'll plug over here.
Right, no fines here.
Joe and Guilford.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, to piggyback a few callers back about the guy that was jumping on stage in Guns N' Roses, Duff actually fell on his face during that show. He tripped on one of the risers, but that's not why I called. I called because there was a legendary place that I used to go to in my teens. It was in the early 90s, called The Sting in New Britain.
Yeah.
And so many legendary bands came through there. And that was an easy place to get on stage and jump off the stage. You know, security was lax. But did you have anything to do with this thing in New Britain? Because it was such a legendary place. I think it flied under the radar. It was as good, arguably, as Toad's Place, minus the Rolling Stones and a few other pop-up shows that came through there. But this thing was legendary. Nobody ever talks about it. Were you involved with that back in the day?
No, I did bring a show in there. I brought Tin Machine, which is the David Bowie.
Great band.
Damn.
Yep.
I did bring Tin, and I was very friendly with Nancy Newman and the Newmans, who ran the place, and good people. But we were at Toad's.
Yeah.
And Toad's was really the competition.
I remember seeing like legendary bands at in New Britain, you know, Cypress Hill, Rage Against the Machine, you know, Green Day.
They all played there. Yeah. What was the one on Long Island? The Mad Hatter?
Mad Hatter, yeah.
Yeah, the Mad Hatter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Hammerheads.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, this thing does.
Or CPI.
On YouTube.
CPI, yeah.
Or OBI.
OBI. Okay. Great place.
Yeah.
My father's place.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thanks.
All right. A couple things announced, and Jimmy hinted towards this last week. Foo Fighters announced the last minute in New York City and a New Jersey club show. It's intimate. Dave Grohl and company will be performing at New York City's Irving Plaza tonight and the Starland Ballroom in Jersey on Saturday. Tickets for both shows are $30. That's what they were in New Haven, correct?
Yes.
And we'll go on sale in person at their respective venues at 10 a.m. today in local time. They handed out wristbands, so if you have a wristband, you're going to get tickets. If not, you take your chances.
Yeah.
There's a 2-ticket limit per person, and your guests must enter the venue at the same time you do. For more information, foofighters.com. Very cool that they do so many of these intimate club concerts.
One of the few artists that doesn't care about money but cares about the fans.
Yeah.
And this is absolutely proof that Dave Grohl cares more about the fans than almost any artist that I work with.
The nice thing is they never get so disconnected from that intimate experience themselves, you know?
No, you're right. And look, as great as they were at Toad's, and they were amazing at Toad's, when you get a big, loud rock band, they're more of an arena band, in my opinion. And as great as Toad's was, and it was special being on top of it, I felt the same excitement in Bridgeport on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You know, the excitement of Toad's was it was such a small place to see such a big band. But the excitement of Bridgeport was there were 7,000-8,000 people there that were manic over the band. And he's one of the great frontmen. I think he's underestimated as a frontman.
Yeah, no, he's great.
Yes, I agree.
I want his barbecue.
And being a drummer,
yeah,
turning into a frontman, that's not easy.
Yeah.
Who's done that? I think he's the only one.
Started behind.
Phil Collins.
Right.
Phil Collins, I guess, did it.
Right.
And Steven Tyler's drummer originally.
Yeah, but we don't know him as a drummer.
Never an Aerosmith.
Yeah, okay.
But I guess you could throw in Don Henley to some degree.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right? But I'm not sure there's... I'm sure the Tribe will figure others out, but there aren't too many drummers that turn into lead singers.
What was your responsibility there Tuesday night? What time do you get there? What do you have to do? How long can you enjoy the show?
What's their rider?
Well, we parked at the amp, so we spent the day at the amp. Howard was kind enough to let us park there at night so we didn't have to deal with the traffic when we left the venue when people were leaving, which was nice. We were back in the parking lot of the amp. We walked through the back gate of the amp into the arena area, which is great. So that made it easy.
Nice.
We went into our own area. The venue set up a nice place for Live Nation people to be, to have a little food and stuff like that. And then we went to have dinner with the management and the people that were running the building. And
where did you guys go?
No, we in the venue.
Oh, okay.
You know, where everybody else was eating. We had Hoodoo Brown there, from Ridgefield.
Nice.
With a pig with a head on it, which I just couldn't believe.
I can do without.
I don't want to look at its face.
Yeah, I know where it came
too.
From. Yeah.
But Dave did, so we did what Dave wants.
Okay, oh, gotcha.
Right. He's a big barbecue guy. That's right.
Yeah. We had barbecue at the amp when we had the foos there, and he flipped out over it, so we thought we'd surprise him with the pig, but they kept the head on, and I said, oh, I can't see that. So, and then we went backstage, said hello to the guys, and but only for a moment, and then I went up to the suite and watched some of the show, and then I left.
Nice.
So I didn't have much to do. My staff does things.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say I used to kiss butt, every artist's butt. Now I pay people below me to kiss their butt.
Right. You have lips. Go kiss.
I pay you. Go kiss his ass.
Get some chapstick.
Your lips
over there.
Tired. Like my lips have been tired for 50 years kissing every artist's butt. So
right.
Now you can start kissing.
You've had
that
enough.
That venue needs a lot of help, right?
That venue is the worst concert venue backstage I've ever been involved in. I admit to it. I can't stand it.
Well,
we had to eat in a garage. That's where they had to literally put pipe and drape in a garage in the venue for us to have catering.
Okay, I can tell you from the other side of it, it blows. The hallways are too small. The bathrooms aren't enough. There's like 6 urinals in each bathroom.
Oh, you're so right. When I went into one of the bathrooms, and 2 of the 6 urinals had yellow tape on them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see people trying to pee around the tape.
They can't move the lines long enough for the food and the beverage. They
the
need
lines
more
were
options.
Enormous. They were enormous, the lines. And you're right. The problem is venues that were built 25, 30 years ago were built for the inside, the sports arena part. It's a sports arena. It's not a concert arena.
Yeah.
It's really a sports arena.
Right.
And the plaza's too small. The hallway's too small. You couldn't even walk through the hallways. It's really not a good venue for concerts. I've always said that. That's why we don't bring too many shows there.
3 options on the menu. Hot dogs, nachos, and AJ?
Hamburger?
Nope. Pretzel.
Well, pretzel. That's right.
That's
pretzel.
It.
That's it. No hamburger. Well.
But I will tell you, it's a very difficult job to run the arena. I give all the credit in the world to Joe Dolan, who's the general manager, and his staff, because when you have a good venue to run, it's a lot easier. When you have a bad venue to run, it's really a tough job.
And I
did a great job.
Thank you for mentioning that, because I'm talking about the venue, not the people. The people were just, they couldn't be better. They couldn't be working harder.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on, taking your calls, and lots of texts coming in. Olivia Rodrigo, what's the announcement here?
That Olivia Rodrigo has announced her new tour, and it starts in Hartford, Connecticut, believe it or not.
Nice.
It's September 25 and 26. At the People's Bank Arena, and then it comes down to New York in February. It's playing Barclays on February 11th, 12th, 15th, and 16th. And so we got New York in, and we got Connecticut in, and it was announced a few minutes ago, and it goes on sale May 5.
Nice.
May 7, excuse me. May 7.
Okay.
We have a really good question on the phone. We're going to go there, but I have to ask Jimmy if he remembers... the Guns N' Roses, was it 1993 in Hartford? We had a guy on who said he jumped the rail backstage and ran across the stage and then gave Axel a bear hug and then was thrown off stage, hogtied, brought backstage, fingerprinted, questioned, and then released. Do you remember any of this, Jimmy?
No, I don't. I don't remember that. No.
I would think that you would probably remember that if it happened.
Well, it was 30-some-odd years ago, so, but whatever. I tell you, I wouldn't make up that story if I was him. I'll tell you that.
Right, right. So
it might be true. I mean, to be a hogtied. I'm glad he wasn't arrested, but...
Are you really?
In the 70s, we used to just kick the crap out of him. That's right.
They're kind of gentle now.
You'd wake up in an alley like, what? The last thing I remember was, oh, yeah, that's right.
It's better than being arrested, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't remember that.
No, I don't remember that, but I think he's a little lucky that, because, you know, he could have been a guy with a gun or a knife and stabbed Axel.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a different time now.
Yeah, I can't take it lightly.
It is a different time. We're much more violent today.
Yeah. Security at the concerts, that has to always be a concern for you.
You know, it is a concern for me, but I can't imagine being a security guard at my concerts. It's got to be the toughest job. I love my security people. I've always loved them. My A-team guys back in the 70s and 80s and 90s.
Right.
It was really such a tough job. And it's always the second punch that the public sees. So they'll get hit by somebody or pushed into somebody, and then we'll deal with it. But they only see what we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's a thankless job.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, the security in Connecticut and what I've experienced on the island, very polite.
Yes.
Oh, much more so than down south. Down south, when I've done concerts, just everybody kicks everybody's butt. It's a different culture down there.
Well, that's how they say hello.
Rude. I think we're a little more civil in the Northeast, I think. And
out there, the former greeting.
Eric, Ron Konkema.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a bad day? Sounds like you have the best job in the universe.
I've had plenty of bad days. If you have to deal with people that are the most spoiled people in the world, it's not easy, let me tell you.
Do you have to talk about us right now?
Right here. Am I not right here?
Well, I didn't know people knew that about you guys.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. It happens.
Everybody sees what's going on stage and has no idea what's going on backstage and the difficulties we have. And, you know, people are making all the artists are making all this money and they're spoiled. And not every artist, but some of them. And listen, I've made a lot of money in my life and I don't make it because it's easy. I always say that.
Wow, yeah.
That's a my good people, point. My boss doesn't pay me the money he pays me because I have an easy job. Sure.
That's a good question.
I mean, I'm not even talking about the money. Just the fact that you're like, hey, I get to see this band. Oh, we're going to have a barbecue. Oh, I got that band. Hey, I got this story, that story.
I don't really see. You know what?
My story? My story would bore you in like 5 seconds.
Okay. Hey, but Eric. This would not be a popular segment that has lasted years and years and years. And by the way, decades on this station over the course of time with different radio hosts.
Yeah.
If he came on and bitched about his job.
Right.
You know what? We should have another. So, Jimmy, you come on Thursday and talk about concerts, and then you come on Tuesday and you just bitch.
Right.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. David Lee Roth, touring around. You looking forward to this show?
Yes. Yeah,
he's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend. He was the greatest frontman of the 80s, in my opinion. He's 70 years old, I think, now. So he's no longer the greatest frontman out there. But I've always loved Van Halen. I've always loved David Lee Roth's version of Van Halen better than Sammy's, taking nothing away from Sammy.
Right.
He was great, but David Lee Roth, to me, was the best. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Van Halen played their last concert in Connecticut at Xfinity in 2000. Was it 15?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it was a Chaz and AJ Presents Van Halen. And on the ticket, it said Chaz and AJ Present Van Halen. Me, stupidly, handed my tickets to Phil and Pam or somebody. I forgot who I gave them to. I gave them to somebody.
Yeah.
Who did I give them to, Phil? Do you remember?
Kristen.
Oh.
I did?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, now you can't say anything bad because she's your boss.
No, but yeah. I should have held on to him. Anyway, I'm desperately looking for a ticket that says Chaz and AJ present Van Halen.
Yeah. It was August 11th, 2015. Xfinity.
Do you have any thoughts on how to find that? You don't have like extra that you guys printed off and then like put it in a box somewhere in an attic?
Like a desk?
No, no. And especially 11 years old now.
Yeah.
But it's easy for me to remember because that's my birthday.
Oh, happy
so
birthday.
I will go to Oakdale today and walk into the box office and see if it can be reprinted somehow. I don't know if it can be.
Wow.
But maybe we can reprint a couple of tickets and send them out to you.
That would be cool. Thank you.
August 11, 2015, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You were 22 years old.
Oh, I was. I wasn't even eligible for Social Security yet. Oh, my God. I can run to first base without falling down.
Ryan in Milford has a question.
Good morning, guys. I hope what I say is, like, making sense. But so the $30 summer tickets, I know that there was, like, a pre-release if we were, like, eligible with Live Nation. So end of the story, I should have bought them when I saw them. But so then they were, like, released to everyone yesterday. But was it, like, first come, first serve? If they were bought out for that show on the pre-release, there's no more?
Well, if there are no more now, that's true. We did hold back tickets for the general release. There were a lot of tickets in the pre-release, in the Live Nation pre-sale. But we always held tickets for every single show for the general release.
All right. Yeah, I should have bought them when I saw them because I don't see them anymore.
Uh-oh.
No, keep looking because we do add tickets every once in a while back on.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. All right, let me run through some of these texts for Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation. Any chance for Peter Frampton?
From what I hear about Peter is that he's considering doing a short tour, which he'll announce as his final tour.
Oh.
We will work our butt off to get Peter back into Connecticut or New York, one of the two. And but it's going to be a short tour from what I hear, and it's going to be sometime in the fall or early spring of next year.
Joan Jett.
Not planning on touring right now.
Huh.
What's she like?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Very nice girl.
Cool.
Very nice lady.
Brian Seltzer.
I hear that Stray Cats are playing the West Coast right now. And
wow.
So if the Stray Cats head east, I'm sure they'll play New York because they're a Long Island band. And we'll certainly try to get them into Connecticut.
Everclear.
Not aware of them touring since they played Toads last year.
Mike wants to know, any word on Yes?
Yes. Yes, I hear, is going to tour in the fall. And it will be a greatest hits show, from what I understand.
This is a weird one. Levon Helm, ?
Dead, isn't
oh,
he?
I know.
That's going to be kind of tough.
Dead.
It'll be tough to see that one.
Did he come back?
That's the Ouija board tour.
Yeah, I was thinking there was news on that.
Right, right. You got to knock three times when the moon's on.
If you're seeing him live, then you're dead.
Yes.
That's not even a recent one. That's
or hallucinating, yeah.
Been a while now.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Check your news.
Evanescence.
By the way, I never said that answer before in all my years of doing this show.
Well, dead.
It's the first dead.
He's dead.
And he wasn't referring to the Grateful Dead.
No.
No, they're pretty dead, too.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Evanescence.
Evanescence, not aware of a tour this year.
They're shampooed, isn't it?
Well, I take that back. They're touring during the summer, but not in Connecticut. I just realized that. I think I have them up in Saratoga. Not aware of a New York date, either.
I know it's not rock music, but did you guys report David Allan Coe dying yesterday? We did not.
No.
That happened overnight.
We'll take this job and shove it.
No.
That's what they said in the news. That he was.
Oh, really?
He wrote that, yeah.
He wrote it?
That he wrote take this job and shove it.
He wrote the song. No, he didn't do it.
He wrote
that
song.
That was Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah, he wrote the song.
He wrote the song.
Yeah.
B-52s.
Not on tour right now. By the way, Evanescence is at Jones Beach on 24th.
Oh. Roger Daltrey?
Roger Daltrey was going to tour this summer. We had him all planned at the Amp in Bridgeport. He was going to play Jones Beach. Postpone the tour, might go into the fall. If he goes in the fall, we'll bring him to Oakdale. I would imagine out on the island, he'll end up playing something like the Paramount.
Do you remember
the Huntington Paramount, not the Brooklyn Paramount?
Gotcha.
Do you remember which year you first booked The Who?
Yes, I think I booked The Who during the time they played Tommy. It was in Columbus, Ohio, and I think it was probably 71.
Were they still wrecking their equipment?
Yeah, in the hotel rooms?
They were wrecking their equipment. I was, at that point, a fairly big Who fan, but not a giant Who fan. And it was the first show I ever did that sold out the day I put it on sale.
Oh, wow.
And they played Tommy from start to finish.
Wow.
Oh, so cool.
And they were in the hotel room.
And they were in their 20s and 30s. It was very exciting.
Oh, man.
Right.
And so they're were you expecting them to smash everything at the end?
Yeah, we knew about it, and I went to the manager, who lives in Rhode Island right now. I spoke to him a couple of days ago, and I said, do I pay for this, or do you pay for this?
Who's going to clean this up?
That's a good question. That's a good businessman question.
Need a job for the roadie.
Yeah.
I was 20 years old, and I didn't have the money to pay for it.
Right.
It's the only reason.
But your question, yeah.
I had no idea.
Now, when you booked, do you book the hotel rooms? Did you book the hotel rooms for them back then? And then if they trashed the room, would you be responsible?
No, I've never, other than the Grateful Dead, when I helped John Scher run the tours, I never booked hotel rooms. They took it themselves.
But you would hear about the aftermath of how a band left a hotel room.
Oh, it was totally my fault at all times because I brought them into the town.
Oh, right. Yeah. The best story is what happened with Keith Moon. They go to leave, and they're in the car heading to the concert. He goes, stop. I forgot something. They go back to the hotel. He runs up to the room, takes the TV, and throws it out the window. Now we can go. It's the best story ever.
Did you ever get your bands banned from a hotel because they left a room a mess?
Yes. I've had the Grateful Dead banned from a hotel. Too much pot smoking.
Right. Roach clips everywhere. Burn marks.
All the hallways.
Right.
So we solved the problem. We took the whole floor.
Nice.
We weren't going to stop smoking pot.
No, of course not. No. That's a gimme.
So what we did is we took the whole floor of every hotel. We put guards at the elevators. And unless you were part of the crew, the band, the touring personnel, we wouldn't let you off the floor, off the elevator onto the floor. And it was like a haze. That whole floor was in haze.
Like London.
London fog, you're right.
Problem solved. Yeah, right. You come out, you're like, is there a fire?
Yeah, you got to put like a helmet on with a light on it. Yeah. I can't see.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on. This will be up as the pod pick today. If you missed anything from Jimmy Koplik, it'll be on the radio station website. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks, guys.
All right.